And now, back to the news. Our next headline stories offer good and bad news about health services in Norwich and Norfolk. First, we hear about a new bid to cut spending on transport for the vulnerable. Then there is a plea to care homes to order less medication. On the plus side, a Norwich MP is delighted that proposed pharmacy cuts have been shelved and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital has received funding which will help it to expand the number of volunteers working with elderly and frail patients.
New bid to cut spending on transport for the vulnerable. A consultant could be brought in to help Norfolk County Council save millions of pounds in spending to get vulnerable people to care services. The council's adult social care departments spent about £7 million last year to provide transport for people eligible for social care, but had only budgeted to spend £4.6 million on that service. Social services bosses have been looking to cut the cost of providing transport, and since April 2014, all new service users have had a reduced allocation for transport. The council has also been asking people to use public or community transport where they are assessed as being able to do so, and has been urging people to use services closest to them. The council has been telling people who want to use services further afield that it will not pay for them to get there, and has been making sure that those who have motability vehicles use them to get around. But despite the changes, the council is still struggling to achieve the £3.8 million of budgeted savings up to 2018. Councillors on the Adult Social Care Committee will be told at a meeting on Monday that the council is looking to appoint someone from outside the authority to carry out a transport review. A spokesman for the council said, "There are more savings that we can deliver, but the savings from transport are taking longer to deliver than originally anticipated. We want to make sure we have identified all the ways of making savings."
Care home staff from across Norfolk and Waveney are being urged to help save the National Health Service around £790,000 each year by only ordering the medication their residents need. The appeal comes as part of a year-long campaign to cut waste called Your Medicines, Your NHS, which has been organised by the region's five clinical commissioning groups. Great Yarmouth and Waveney, North Norfolk, West Norfolk, Norwich and South Norfolk. The second phase of the campaign has started and specifically targets care homes. It comes after Department of Health statistics showed vast quantities of medicine ordered on behalf of residents go unused, wasting scarce NHS resources, which could be better spent elsewhere. Staff are being urged to only order what they need after audits showed around half the medication which is returned had not even been opened. Michael Dennis, a medicines management expert with the CCGs, said NHS medicines are funded by the taxpayer. That means if the medicine isn't used, it's the taxpayers who missed out. But by following some really simple steps, everyone can help reduce waste and make the most of scarce NHS resources.
MPs delight after pharmacy cuts are shelved. A Norwich MP has spoken of his delight after news that the government has abandoned plans to cut the community pharmacy's budget. Clive Lewis, MP for Norwich South, had been leading a Save Our Community Pharmacies campaign for the last 6 months. Thousands of local people signed a petition encouraging the government to drop a scheme to cut the budget by £170 billion from next month, a proposal which could have led to the closure of one in four local pharmacies. Earlier this week, it was announced the bid would be shelved. Mr. Lewis said, "I'm delighted that the government has listened to the concerns of people across our city and country about these cuts. Not only would the loss of one in four pharmacies have a devastating impact on access to prescription medicines and rip the heart out of many local shopping communities, but the cut was also an obviously false economy for the whole of our NHS. During the campaign, Mr. Lewis surveyed hundreds of Norwich residents to ask them what they would do if their pharmacy closed. Two-thirds said they would go to their GP instead, and a fifth would use an out-of-hours service, such as a walk-in centre, he said.
People have been urged to volunteer for a hospital support service for elderly and frail patients. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been given an £80,000 donation, which will enable managers to develop a volunteer support service for older patients or those living with dementia. It means the hospital can provide 50 specialist volunteers who can offer mealtime support, therapeutic massage, reminiscence exercises, and other activities. The donors have said they would like to remain anonymous. The volunteers will be based within all areas of older people's medicine and will offer support in the emergency department, where they will meet, befriend, reassure and accompany patients around the hospital during their stay. Sally Knights, Volunteer Services Manager of the NNN, said they were delighted to be able to offer a dedicated volunteer service which would complement and enhance the work of the medical professionals and integrated dementia support team.